Welcome to FEI Weekly. We have an ICONS Women of Note replay for you today. This presentation is by Catherine Hoovel, Corporate Vice President and Chief Accounting Officer at McDonald's Corporation. Catherine shares the life-changing sponsors who provided the flexibility to allow her to have her career and be a present mom.
And thanks for inviting me to join the ICONS event today. When I look at the lineup, it's hard not to want to put your girl power shirt on and celebrate all the great icons that have talked before me and will continue. But it's March Madness Day at McDonald's, and so I'm wearing a t-shirt for one of the teams that I'm rooting for in the tournament. When I was planning for this event, the topic of discovering the ideal champion came easy to me in the conversation with some of the FEI members, because at the time, no one in my professional world knew that I was starting to plan for my retirement from McDonald's, which I announced last week. But I was. And the reflection that goes into that debate that you have with yourself on, is this the right time to move on to the next transition, as Nicole talked about, allowed me to focus a little bit and reflect on the points in my life and in my career where champions helped me along the way in a very meaningful and impactful way. And I'm going to start first with a couple of family members. You know, I was lucky enough, although it maybe seemed counter for the days and the time that I grew up in. My grandmother ran her own business by chance. Her husband, my grandfather, who I never met, you know, dropped out of a heart attack at 49, and he ran a bus depot in central Illinois. My grandma, who was a trained nurse, figured out how to be a businesswoman, how to be successful as a businesswoman. And I said she may have created an accountant along the way, because she used to take me to her office and let me count the deposit at the end of the day. And it was one of my favorite things to do. So maybe I was destined for this career. But I think that laid a foundation for my mother, who also ended up being a single parent and is a nurse and worked full time throughout my career to the point where she even joined the Army to Reserves to help fund my brother and my journeys through college. So when I think about the foundation that I had and the champions that I had, it's not surprising that I then turned to my career and thought about three different individuals that really championed me through my career, and why I was maybe attracted to their leadership style or attracted to them as leaders in identifying and asking them in a roundabout way to be my champion. Interestingly enough, all three are male. Maybe that's a testament to the degree of inclusive leadership that I've been grateful to experience at McDonald's, or maybe I just, you know, got lucky in those three individuals. But regardless, the three have taught me a lot about leadership, being a champion for others, and most importantly, when I think about what it means to be a champion, it's how you pay it forward to great talent. How do you continue to be a champion for someone else? So I'll share a little bit about each of these individuals and how they helped me in my career journey. I've shared with them personally how much they've meant to me as a leader and the leader I am today, and how they have shaped my leadership style and how I think I champion and support others. So I'm going to date myself for a second, because I'm going to go all the way back to 1997. I'd been with McDonald's for about 18 months at the time. So fresh out of a couple years of public accounting. And I desperately wanted to go to grad school and get my MBA at that point in time. Obviously still young, without a lot of money. And we had a pretty poor, admittedly, tuition reimbursement program back in those days. I went to a leader who had already kind of showed me a lot of his qualities as a leader in terms of his empathy and his putting people first. And I told him I needed to quit because I'd found another job where someone else was going to pay for my tuition to go back to school. You know, I didn't have a ton of tenure, but this leader really went out of their way to figure out how to help me bridge the gap and create a compromise to get a larger chunk of my continuing education paid for. He didn't just take the easy way and stick to what our policy was, but he championed for what he thought was the best move based on the potential he clearly saw in me. I think when I reflect on what that's taught me in my leadership is the importance of putting people first and how advocating for a young shining star can help add value to whatever business or profession or career you're in for years to come. You know, in my case, it built engagement that lasted for 27 years of value. My next example I wanted to share with you comes from someone that I hired many years ago. And as our paths zigged and zagged across the finance organization, we eventually became peers, as, you know, sometimes happens. This individual propped me up during one of the most challenging times in my personal life. So if we roll forward in my career, it's 2009. And unfortunately, I find myself in the middle of getting a divorce. And if any of you have gone through this experience, it's almost impossible not to second guess yourself as kind of just a human and, you know, a partner. You second guess a little bit of what did I do wrong? You have feelings of shame and embarrassment. And in many cases for type A personalities, like a lot of us in finance, you felt like a failure. It took me a lot of courage and support with a counselor to tell someone at work. And this poor friend probably didn't know what hit him. I can still visibly picture the conference room that we're in, me crying as I'm, you know, trying to share what's going on with my life. He didn't need to be the shoulder for me to cry on. He could have kept me at a distance and not giving me the time or space to show emotion. He could have also judged me on the back end as just one of those emotional females, you know, that he had to work with. But instead, he taught me a lesson that friends in the workplace can be people that know you, know what makes you tick, and can champion for you as you navigate sometimes the pressures of balancing a personal life and a professional life. At McDonald's, we've got a culture that we like to call the McFamily. This individual is truly part of my family, and I would not be where I am today without his moral support. I still get the joy of working with him today, and he is definitely that confidant and that person that I go to every time I've got a challenging situation I'm trying to navigate. Lastly, and this one is really important to me as a female and as a mom, post that divorce, I got to work for an individual within our finance executive ranks who championed the flexibility I needed to continue to grow in the organization while balancing being a single mom with two young kids. It was not easy. We know that our careers have a lot of deadlines, you know, and demands on us that make it very hard to create flexibility. But he gave me the permission and empowerment to create a work environment that worked for me. I was able to drop my kids off at school. I was able to be there to get them in the evening. And I worked hours that just allowed me to be that mom and that career motivated individual that I wanted to be. I think his patience and flexibility also taught me on how to create a work environment that I try to create for my team every day. We have a ton of pressure from a business on the finance organization. And creating that flexibility and meeting employees where they are from their needs is hugely important as we think about how to be great leaders. And more, as we all know, and I know we have a lot of great advocates on this call today, it's not just the moms that want and need the flexibility in the workplace. And so how you take that as a leader and model that, I think, is hugely important. As I wrap up, one of the great things about leadership is that most of the impactful lessons that you learn, sorry, the lights go off in our rooms when we don't move enough. One of the greatest things about leadership is that you really learn from the people that you emulate and the people that you work with. Like, books are great. Leadership books are great. But I find that where I've learned the most is from the leaders I didn't want to model after and the ones that I truly did want to model after. And I've been so fortunate to have some amazing champions at my back that have propped me up and pushed me along the way over the last 31 years of my career. I don't know that I can say that I specifically picked out these individuals and these examples to be my champions. But maybe I did in that I allowed myself to be vulnerable and ask for what I needed. And being vulnerable is not easy for most of us as females. We run the risk of being called meek, maybe too emotional. And that's why identifying your champions is so important. Finding those leaders that allow you and respect your vulnerabilities is critical to the support structure we all need to succeed. I was clearly drawn to the leadership style of these individuals that provided me the security to be vulnerable and in turn provided them the opportunity to do what already was natural for them, which clearly was champion future talents.